The Webcomic Beacon 3rd Anniversary Special is brought to you by The Life of Knob T. Mouse, which is a science fantasy adventure starring a cafe owner who would be happy to live a boring life if it weren't for the fact that his house covers a hole in the universe left by the Big Bang. Join Knob and his friends as they battle multidimensional forces in the most haphazard way possible at knobmouse.net. Hello, and welcome to episode 147 of the Webcomic Beacon, third year anniversary episode special show.
Yay!
Yay!
Hooray!
Attica.
Okay,
no, that's
okay.
Different.
All right, now, of course, this is the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, and we are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics hosting and community site. Community site at rampagenetwork.com. I'm Fess of, well, you can follow me at toomanythingstolist.com because there are. And with me, I have the usual suspects. We have Mark Savory of autumnlake.com.
Hello.
We also have Tanya Higgins of daisiesandshit.com.
Hello.
As well as two new staff members of the Webcomic Beacon. We have Adam Smithy of TheAppleOfDiscord.com.
Hello.
And Alex Heberling of AlexsGuide.net.
Hello.
We are the Webcomic Beacon, sans at least one new crew member right now, which is Ross Scott of SystemComic.com. And yes, if anybody's been paying attention over the past couple of, actually the past month, there's been further developments as far as the Webcomic Beacon, including a new newscast podcast where we find a relative webcomic writing and art news around online, and we talk about it, as well as centric, shorter episodes called EPs, which Adam and Alex are on as well as me for mostly for recording. We'll see how things go, and because we don't always have to hear me blab and blab and blab, do we?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Damn, guys.
And apparently it's Heisenberg Day.
It is.
Enlighten me. Is that a beer?
Heisenberg would be kind of the author of, you know, the uncertainty principles, quantum mechanics, you know, the observation of a particle. You can't observe a particle. You can't tell where it's going and where and how fast it is at the same time. It's
isn't this
physics and boring.
Oh.
For most people.
Oh, no. I was totally having an argument with Chabudikin about this. I think it's because we were using the Schrodinger's cat method of trying to explain this, and I was saying Schrodinger's cat is the worst possible metaphor you can use to explain it because it doesn't relate.
Well, it does.
It doesn't.
I mean, it does.
A cat cannot be alive and dead.
Yes, it can.
No, it can't.
The whole point. Stop. At a quantum level, absolutely. When you're looking at things, With quantum mechanics, when you're at that point of physics,
yes,
the certainty of anything is actually based on observation. Mm-hmm. So until the cat is observed, it is both alive and dead and neither alive and dead. It is
Well, here's my problem.
Uncertain.
Here's my problem. Yeah, I can grasp, I can understand quantum physics of that caliber. I can understand that. However, when you use a metaphor, or is this a simile?
This is a thought experiment.
It's a thought experiment that completely fails because the definition of alive and dead are clear stated opposites of each other, and therefore you cannot have something that is
both.
No,
that's not true, Fest. No? That's not true because no. Most Tea Partiers and Fox News fans and palindrones, technically they're alive, but they're sort of brain dead too.
Palindrones, I've never heard that before. I love it.
I wonder if you put a zombie cat in a box.
The whole point is that they are polar opposites and that they can exist at the same time. Do not make me go into interdimensional physics and all of this crap with you. It's and by the way, anyone who says they understand quantum physics automatically doesn't.
No. But
they're really not polar opposites either, because polar opposites would be a cat versus everything that isn't a cat.
No. I'm not talking about that polar opposite. I'm talking about the polar opposite of alive versus dead.
Alive and dead. And
I already had this argument with Chibutikin about it. And I understand the aspect of what you're trying of the dilemma of the observation. My point is, you cannot, the cat example fails because you're taking something that can't be quantified, and you're trying to make a parallel relative example, and you can't do it. To me, when she was explaining the quantum mechanics portion of it, I understood it. When she was explaining the cat part, I was absolutely disagreeing, and so the example fails as its basic.
Here's the problem.
I'm gonna
mention it again. You've said twice now that you understood the quantum mechanics portion of it.
I didn't say all of it. I just said the part.
Okay,
that you...
well, but here's what I'm saying is that you didn't. Unfortunately for us laymen, the language of quantum mechanics is math, not English. And so to try and explain it, you're always going to run into this problem where it's as close as you can get in English. If you would mm-hmm. like to show me, you know, me to show you the blackboard of math that mm-hmm. actually explains the cat thought experiment, that'd be much closer. But it's as close as you can get to explain the uncertainty principle involved.
Yeah, so
no,
you ever watch Next Gen?
Well, there is a theory, Captain. It's like because of your observing the particle, you can't detect these two different things because in the detection process, not merely.
What does this have to do with webcomics?
I wanted a way to start the show.
It's Heisenberg Day.
It's Heisenberg Day. It's relative.
It's Heisenberg's birthday.
But in any case, we're not here to talk about zombie cats. We are here to talk about us, the Webcomic Beacon. Since 2007, the Webcomic Beacon has been there for you. You know, we've been there through thick and thin and always updating, constantly updating. And year two, we've had we tended to have regular breaks. But now with the addition of the newscast and EPs, we're going to be more than weekly, it seems. There'll probably be 5 to 6 episodes each month. So be sure to check webcomicbeacon.com. Subscribe to our RSS. Or, I guess, iTunes, if that's still working. The site has gone through a little bit of a redesign in the past 30 days. Pretty much mostly the same layout, just changed a little bit here and there. So be sure to keep up on all the shows, as well as information that is posted. We do have a couple of special things for this episode. We have, and people live probably won't be able to hear these just yet, but... we do have a short little animation by Ahmed Fahim, if I'm saying that correctly. We'll post it. There's a link on the YouTube, and I'll post it in the chat room so people in the chat room can go ahead and check that out. Short, fun, and quick. And we have a special intro, a remixed intro, kind of, from Jinx Tiger, for those who are familiar with Jinx Tiger. I'll have to get the official site that he wants me to link to yet, but he did a little remix of the intro, as well as Blue from Hello the Future, which we've had on the show before for the webcomic readers episode. If you go to hello-the-future.net, you can see her site, and she basically did put lyrics to the outro. for the Webcomic Beacon. So this particular episode of the Webcomic Beacon will have their contributions to it. And and thanks very much to everybody who's been there for us. Thanks to Jinx Tiger. Thanks to and what was that? That's hello. Whatever that was not directed at the fine people who contributed to the show.
And company.
I'm sorry, I blew my nose. I thought I muted my mic.
No, it's like very loud right into the microphone.
I'm very, very sorry.
No. Just pretend it was one of those noisemakers. It was celebratory.
Really quickly to the Heisenberg thing, I now present in the chat room an XKCD comic about Heisenberg's principle.
Oh, thank you. Yay!
I have tied it all back into webcomics.
Randall Monroe, you god you.
He's so dreamy.
He is!
He just draws stick figures with math. Anybody can do that.
He gave me an actual size button at Comic-Con 1 year, which was amusing.
Okay.
So I got to be actual size. It was an actual size sticker. You know how they put it on little pictures and packaging where it says actual size? Mm-hmm. Well, there were a bunch of people at Comic-Con walking around with actual size stickers.
Well, already?
It was amusing, damn it. Just trust
all
me.
Right. Well, okay. Yeah. Had to be there. Anyway, so we have, let's see, we got... Yes, we've received a few more bits of Webcomic Beacon cover art, or Becky art as I'm calling it, and we'll be cranking those out in the next several episode updates. And, man, let's see, what do we do for the anniversary shows? Don't we usually talk about the past and how we got here?
Something like, no, normally what we do is screw up royally, trip over ourselves, fall down. Have technical issues.
Wait a minute.
And wish we had started over.
We should have been drinking.
I can't.
Oh,
it's
that's right.
12:30.
All right,
well, Anya gonna pop out of a cake.
By the way,
you guys aren't.
I've been for 2.5 years. I've been asking people come up with a drinking game for the Webcomic Beacon. But I think. Okay, but let's crank out some ideas since this is an anniversary show. What would be some moments of the Webcomic Beacon which would be take a shot?
Tanya gets frustrated at sex.
You can't say boobs because you'd be drunk in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, let's leave people's livers at least sort of intact here.
Maybe just take a sip then when Tanya gets frustrated at fess.
A little tiny one.
Yeah.
How about whenever Fess gets incredibly defensive about something?
Oh, see, we've got Fess rant. Take a shot.
Well, I don't know. How do we just differentiate between Fess gets frustrated versus Fess is like ranting about stuff in a crazy way versus
Isn't
Fess is wrong
thing?
And just keeps ranting?
The ranting is unprovoked by anybody that's currently on the show. Defensiveness is provoked by somebody that's on the show.
Oh, okay.
How about every time Fess takes on a new project?
Again, livers, Adam, livers.
How about any time Mark gets his voice open like this?
Oh, we definitely can't do it every time I laugh. That's an input of communication. The half a nation would just die overnight just from proximity of the people who listen to the show.
Whoa, jeez. I can't see that.
Oh, hey. Every time Mark does a mo.
Yeah.
gee. I was doing mo before mo. Oh, oh no. Oh, gee.
Anytime Mark talks about nobody reading his comic.
Oh.
Nobody reads my comic, but they don't.
Don't. Yeah, every time we mention Melissa, even when she's not on the show.
Yeah.
I don't understand how we don't mention Melissa. She knows everyone. She's been everywhere. She's like applicable to every conversation.
I don't mention my comic all the time.
My husband Dish and I just had this conversation. I mention little tiny things and she's right there like, "Oh, well, you know, his butt was bruised when he mooned us in London. What the hell? Like, it doesn't matter what you say. She knows that person and they've done something crude. It's hilarious. Feeds a little tool of people. That's right.
So, let's see here.
Every time Tanya plugs tree lobsters.
We're apparently whores.
It comes to get me to plug tree lobsters more often. Though I do love the tree lobsters.
It's shrubs.
Even if Fess thinks it's a shrubbery.
It's shrubs. It's a shrubbery. So let's take a look back in the last 3 years and 147
difficulties because I can't.
I'm sorry. Oh, take a shot every time Tanya has a connectivity problem.
Yeah, when she goes all warbly.
Tanya, are you still there?
Kind of.
Okay.
Hold on. There's like a massive box of books on my. Shit.
Anyway, so let's see here. Yeah, this is episode 147. And in 3 years' time, with 52 weeks per year, that would be 156 potential episodes if we were weekly, that 100% weekly that whole time. We are 9 episodes off on average from being 100% weekly in the past 3 years, and I think that's pretty goddamn good.
And with the EPs and stuff, we're catching up to that pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that was part of my reasoning for starting these new parts of the podcast before the third year, just so I could say that. let's see here. Yeah, 3 years ago, 2007, I was basically up on the webcomic list forums. I was just, you know, just a year into working on my own comic and starting to do 2 cents and 60 seconds, 1 minute reviews of webcomics, basically. And there's it's still online somewhere. I think it's festworks.com/TCSS, 2 cents and 60 seconds. It was fun doing that, and incredibly frustrating to try to say everything I wanted to say in 60 seconds. It was funny. It seems like Tanya did drop, so take a shot. during this time, Tanya was doing weekly webcomics reviews. There were a couple of other people doing review things on there, and I tried to get a few other people, but Tanya was the only one. So Tanya, from the start, has been there with us on the Webcomic Beacon.
Yay! I'm the biggest sucker.
And later on, we had Mark Savory come up. Well, he was doing, like, I think reviews or impressions, and was doing his own little bits. And then when Aaron left, he came on to the show as the third co-host and has been here ever since.
Yay.
And, hey, let me refresh the Webcomic Beacon website. Cool. Two Kinds at twokindscomic.com has a special advertisement up for our tower, congratulating us on 3 years.
Yay.
Thank you very much, Two Kinds. And
that's still special.
That's the only one I've noticed so far in the show, but I'll try to check back and see if anybody buys the top banner with something or not.
Yeah, the top header has it now. It says congrats to the Webcomic Beacon on 3 great years.
Yay.
The Adventures of the Bluebird. Adventures of Bluebird.
At bewarethislumpy.com.
Yeah.
The name of that URL. So awesome. Well,
I got some comic sans in my you know what. That's funny.
Ew. Okay. Well, thank you very much. BewareTheSlumpy.com. Slumpy. So that's awesome. So yeah. Anyway, yeah. For 3 years, it's been great. And the whole purpose was basically to basically bring about. Alex is gone. We'll get her back. To bring about a podcast, which I was naive and didn't know that there were any other podcasts about webcomics. I didn't know. I didn't know there was Digital Strips. I didn't know there was the Gig Cast, and I didn't know that there was The Dish. Webcomics Weekly was probably around there too.
Yeah.
The Dish is technically older than us. But we have more episodes than them. So there. And Digital Strips had a major hiatus, and the Gigcast had two major hiatus.
Is there anything that you can't turn into some sort of bizarre competition without the participants knowing? Like,
hey, you know, I just, you know, any way I can make a, yeah.
Just curious.
You rage like a voice in the wilderness.
Ouch.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, we also have Fess Cackle, Take a Drink. Okay, I can go with that one. All right, it looks like Alex is, we can't get her back on. We'll keep trying to get Alex back on. But I don't even know what we've been talking about. Okay, yeah, the point of the Webcomic Beacon has been supposed to be a sort of portal for essentially amateurs and hobbyists, newcomers to webcomics, to, you know, and that's what it was for, by and for amateur webcomickers. And it's most importantly, I think, hobbyists as well. You know, I think the people that want to, you know, look at it more as a business model. There's a lot of sites out there, including webcomics.com, which, you know, the Half Pixel Crew and other avenues for looking to make your comic a more of a business model to get yourself out there. We totally encourage that as well. But sometimes there are people that just, you know, they love doing it because they love doing it and they're not really have the business mindset. And while we do have a lot of guests on the show, and a lot of good information on the show that can be put towards, you know, going that extra step, you know, a lot of it is still very relative to anybody who still has something to learn about or would like to know more or just would like to hear us talk about whatever. And it's been a great 3 years, and I'm glad we're still here. I'm surprised we're still here, honestly. Did you know?
Your confidence is overwhelming.
Well, no, see, did you know that back when Aaron was a co-host on the show, I was thinking about just, you know, stepping back and just letting the show go.
I did know because you emailed me like 3 times saying,
"Yeah, whatever happened to that?"
And I'm like, "No."
Whatever happened to that?
I
just going to stop doing it.
Are you trying to
kick him off, Mark?
Obviously, no. He decided not to.
On the anniversary episode, you're trying to kick Fess off his own show, Mark? Really?
Well, I mean, you know,
well, I'm,
you should have the courage of your convictions. I'm just.
Well, see, then Aaron left, and they couldn't. So, no, but you know, that's the thing with these the newscasts and the EPs that are coming out. I am not being the forerunner for. I'm not hosting these. Well, particularly the EP Tropes episodes. There's still going to be occasional EPs, which, you know, shorter centric shows of this or that that I might just be doing on my own because of scheduling and such. But, you know, I don't need to always talk. I don't need to be always.
No, I don't.
And I'm trying just
Mark,
to be.
Mark, stop it. He's going to implode.
He's been getting better.
Wow. Mark got some piss vinegar for this show. What the heck?
Just saying.
Well,
I like how we stopped talking for a second there. You know,
we love you, Fess. I love you. I don't know about Mark anymore, but.
And with
well,
that,
he's a guy, so I can't say I love him. Well, I could
you
if
can
I
love
swung
guys. Him. Just as you're a guy, you can love him without wanting to fuck him. That is a possibility.
And on that note, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back. More of the third year anniversary special.
I smell a slash fic coming upon me.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on a Rampage Network, a webcomics host and community at rampagenetwork.com. Don't forget, we broadcast live on Sundays at webcomicbeacon.com/live. Join our live chat room, have news reports or Becky art, transmit them to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. Questions? Dial our voicemail at 1-320-310-0922.
Nice. It was a good end note. And
thank you.
I told somebody on Twitter last night that I'd probably be willing to make out with Bruce Willis.
Wait, what? Okay, Adam got really quiet for me.
Yeah, no, he's being shy about it now.
Making out with Bruce Willis, I'd be quiet about it too.
Yeah, I told somebody on Twitter last night that I would probably be willing to make out with Bruce Willis. I like him that much.
He's Bruce Willis.
Well,
that was my point. He's Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Really.
I think it's commonly acceptable, if not always mentioned, for straight guys to have man crushes on particular actors or movie stars or rock stars or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not saying I want to, but if he came up to me and said,
if he came up to you and said, let's do it.
Hey, Adam, wanna make out?
Yeah, exactly. Who's gonna be like,
damn, Adam, you're so much hotter than Demi Moore. You want to do it? At least you keep your shirt on.
No, isn't even an option on that one. No,
I'm with you.
I think you're just sort of bedazzled by his star power.
Mm-mm. No, he's pretty hot. I don't even care how old he is. We saw Red last night.
I mean, if it was George Clooney, I could see.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Jesus. There are you don't have no clue the list of people I would rather fuck than Clooney. Really? Clooney?
You don't like Clooney?
Is Shatner on that list?
Army.
No.
You know what? I couldn't handle the pauses.
You know what? I would make out with George Takei.
With who?
George Takei.
Well, it's helpful that he's already gay.
Well, that too, but you know what?
That does help. That helps bring the possibility around.
Makes it a little more possible than Bruce.
I know a couple of people who are like, okay, I'm totally straight, but like, I don't know, Brandon from Incubus, yeah, I might bone him. Like,
well,
you know.
It's mostly George's
Clooney,
character.
Though. I don't get it.
I would not do George Clooney. He's smarmy.
It's
what do you think? I never got that from him.
Ugh, diabetic shock.
I thought he was smarmy.
No. I don't want it to touch me. No.
Really? You don't like Clooney?
I don't.
Is it the eyes?
What about John Ritter?
He's dead.
I know he's dead.
I was going to say, wow.
I'm not saying necrophilia here.
You can't count dead people because they're dead. And if you try to have sex with them, they can't say,
welcome
would you
back
like
to the webcomic
because they're just
Beacon.
Laying there dead.
Yeah, I only do consensual sex.
We're back on the webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com. And here we're talking about necrophilia. That is the next subject.
I am only down with consensual necrophilia.
That's just, right. Unless the dead
zombie John Ritter.
Ew. You know, okay, here's the thing. I saw this movie once. I don't remember the name of it, but there was zombie sex involved. And the only thing that I thought was, like, what if bits fall off? Like,
well, that was
then you get creative.
Really awesome medium large where there's zombies making out with his hot chick, and he's like, I think it broke off inside you. And she's like, but
oh
I'm leaving
God.
Now. And the caption is, why zombies will never be as popular as vampires in teen movies. Something like
that. Okay, that's funny. Yeah, that's
they're gross. Also not nearly as good at hockey.
No.
I would imagine not.
Because when there's a face-off in the corner, it's probably literal.
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, that was... It was actually funny. I'm just not allowed to laugh at puns. It's a marital agreement.
Yeah, pun-free zone. Anyway, so why are we still online?
Despite our best efforts.
It's not like there's a commission that's going to kick us off if we have shitty ratings.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're on... That's one of the, when I'm doing the intro to webcomics panel, one of the first things I say is that I got into webcomics because there was no one guarding the door.
Yep. And they actually talked about that in the last Webcomics Weekly. I forget which one suggested that there probably almost should be in some aspects, but then somebody retorted saying that, well, the audience determines who lives and who dies in webcomics, essentially. And then the ones that are, you know, that that are bad, that don't go anywhere, but they still update, it's because they're stubborn and they keep on doing it. And it doesn't matter. They can keep on doing it. And that's the great thing about webcomics, is that there is no... You know, it's determined. There's nobody saying that you can't play. But, you know...
There's no editor.
But, you know, the audience determines your worth, essentially. And then whether or not you can, you know, get out there and expose yourself to try to get more of an audience. But, you know, that's
pro tip. Do not actually expose yourself.
Well, okay, again,
especially at conventions.
Depends on the type of comic.
Totally depends on who you are.
Yeah.
Just
if
saying.
If you don't know if you're one of the people who can get away with going out there and exposing yourself, you're probably not one of the people who can get away with going out there and exposing yourself.
Yeah. Girl tits usually work.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm doing wrong?
Yeah. We need to get you some booth babes. You know, both of my cousins are models, and they do the booth babe thing. Maybe I could get them to be booth babes for Autumn Light.
Yeah, really. Hey, happy.
Yeah.
You just need to promise them something like, you know, buy
money,
a beer.
I don't have it.
Buy a beer.
What, the booth babes?
I don't think they'd go for that.
Well, they will if they're young enough.
If there's alcohol involved, they'd probably worry I'd try to make out with them, which would be true. But I
they're
don't
both
know.
Older than 21. One of them's married, but the other one's not. I have exceptionally hot cousins. Like it's interesting.
You haven't introduced me to any of them.
They're very young.
Well, even so.
And they're my cousins.
Well,
I don't,
yeah, but...
I'm not going to pimp off my cousins. That's
they're not
weird.
Mark's cousins.
Not my cousins.
So anyway, so webcomics. so yeah, they, you know, and that's, you know, one of the things that, you know, has been going on. Webcomics Weekly has been starting up again. So once again, they're all talking about this and that. And of course, they are from a more, you know, professional, as in I get paid to do this. This is my job perspective. You know, and a lot of times the hobbyists don't usually get, you know, represented as much or at all. And just because there's webcomics doesn't mean it's one or the other. There's a myriad of reasons why people will do webcomics. And don't let the professionals get you down. If you keep thinking that I got to do this, you don't got to do anything, really. If you want to do it, do it. But also, you kind of also got. I would also say you have to recognize your place in things. If you have a really really small audience and you're trying to wax professional, and there are people like this, you know, don't do that. But you know, I'm just saying, don't let anybody stop you from doing what you want to do.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Whatever.
Just do it.
Even if you're me.
Even if you're me.
That's why when I do my panels, I talk about how to fail at webcomics, because I am an expert at not being an expert.
I've done several panels on how to fail the 24-hour comic challenge.
Whenever I have a crash course to webcomics, and basically when I talk about webcomics, it's as an introduction or a getting started, as in some people, even people that are already cartoonists offline, or drawing and all that sort of stuff, writing, they may not have an in or really know what goes on with webcomics, at least to start. So that's my thing, getting people started, and I'm more than willing to help out with people or direct people to where they can learn more. I'm not going to hold your hand the whole time. I don't have that kind of time. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I will say...
Bless you, Bruce Willis. But...
Yeah.
Let's see here.
You know, and I got to agree with Fess on that there. I was at Toricon last summer or last spring, and it was like a small college convention, and I did a webcomic 101 thing, and I had so many people like find me online afterwards and say that I had helped them at least get started doing things. That was actually really cool.
That is very cool.
And of course, they're all better than my comic now, so.
You're a mentor, though. You're
I am.
A mentor.
I am. I've officially moved on to the if you can't do teach phase.
Yeah.
So
he mentor do that.
Oh God, Fess.
Anyway, you know that's another aspect that I wanted to go.
You know what? Actually, someone has mentioned already. That's our drinking game. Whenever Fess says anyway.
So
yeah, that was me. I didn't want to interrupt Fess, so I just put it in the chat.
There was another thing I wanted to talk about, and that is I saw this last night on Twitter. Her name is Carrie or Kari. She does this comic called Toilet Genie. I think it's at storyofthedoor.com. I'm not entirely sure.
I believe that's.
And she has this outstanding art, which I think it's real watercolor, if I'm not mistaken. And the art is great, and the story is complex and interesting. You know, like with anybody, there's little things here and there to work on, of course, but it's still awesome. And I had her book I only had 5 of her books, but when I went to conventions, I had a couple of people actually recognize it, like, oh, Toilet Genie, or just wanted to, you know, look at it looked at the cover, and it's like, and so I cracked open the plastic, and they were looking at it, and I usually sold it at that point. And she tweeted last night about, you know, seeing somebody who has a comic that I don't know who it was, but seeing that there's somebody who has a comic better than her. It's like, dude, you have a great comic. Okay, you know, what's getting you down? I mean, that's one thing. Looking at somebody else's work and just saying, oh, I'll never do that. Nobody's saying you have to.
Yeah.
Sometimes people so inappropriately evaluate themselves compared to others. There are so many different kinds of comics and art styles and writing styles out there, and it's like it you can certainly learn from other people and take things that work, or, you know, try different things, you know, but, you know, don't shut yourself down is what I'm saying. Okay, other people talk. I've been talking too much.
we're talking in the chat room about watching you drink a mug of syrup and me trying to squeeze you into my corset on the floor at Penguicon.
What?
A couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Infamy.
Just for other people's edification, Fess is not a 24-inch close. That's...
Actually, I think I have a picture of that somewhere. I'll try and get a link of that up. Probably not today, but I'm pretty sure I took a picture of Fess in your corset.
I really tried, but, you know, it's a $300 corset, and I wasn't going to try $300 hard. Like,
I really wish I had been friends with you guys earlier than I was.
Well, this was...
I wasn't that present for the Fest corseting. Really,
it would have been glorious. And the thing is that this year, I know a couple of girls who are like a 30 to a 34-inch close. That's how you measure corsets, for anyone who doesn't know. It's how small the waist is when it's all the way laced up. So it's the close size.
Yeah.
So I know some girls who are like 30 to 34-inch close, and if I can get one of their corsets to Penguicon, I am strapping you in.
So. See, that's the one dangerous thing about me. You know, when I was in high school, I was that guy. I was that kid. You know, I went to a Catholic school, and I was the one causing fights, causing disruptions. I was running and literally bouncing off the walls. I would bank corners while running, jumping up onto the wall, pushing myself off to go down the other direction to try to keep my inertia up. I would descend flights of stairs.
You're doing parkour?
Yeah.
Kind of, basically,
parkour,
yeah.
Parkour was popular in the States.
Yeah, that was the thing, and that's probably why I had knee surgery from a stress fracture on my femur when I was 18. But, you know, I am a sucker for attention, and also I'm a sucker for walking into a joke if it's there and it has to be done. I will be the butt of the joke if I think it'll be funny enough to get at least a chuckle. I have to do the joke. If there's a dare, something like that, that's, you know, a for show sort of thing, it is quite possible that I can be either coaxed into it or I just gotta
volunteer heartily. I don't remember anyone coaxing you into it. You're like, oh yeah, I want to try that on.
Just for the spectacle of it, you know?
It was not a please Fess, let me put my corset on you. It was
kind of like a self-initiated dare. I don't know.
Yeah. I think what it was is that I was talking about how it actually really feels good. Anybody who's been in a good corset, not crap you buy at like Victoria's Secret, but a really well-made like steel-boned corset, when you first put it on, your back orgasms. It's so happy. It's like all this stress.
Okay,
like,
yeah. Okay, now that was what it was. I wanted to feel that.
Because
I have
God,
such I have such a bad back.
Yeah.
I threw
for like the first half hour, your back is just thanking you.
That sounds awesome because I threw my back out like two nights ago and it's still recovering.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we'll bring a bigger corset.
Yeah.
We'll strap you.
Strap me in. So anyway, so we have Alex Eberling and
Adam
Smithy. It just escaped me for a second. By the way, Adam did buy the Apple Discord Happy Birthday Beacon for our banner ad. So I just noticed that.
That's why I got quiet for a couple of minutes there. I was like, oh, crap.
You know, I've gone through it. Let me not tangent again. So we have Alex Heberling with us. And she is assisting on co-hosting the extended plays, the EPs, as well as the newscasts. She's helped me. She's the one who showed up a lot for the Rampage Network community podcasts, and so that led her into doing this as well. And as I said, Adam here has essentially, you know, I came up with an idea to do like talk about tropes, challenges, and such like that, and he was right on for that. So he's going to be heading up that, and look for the future for additional.
I have spent way too much time on TV tropes.
Me as well.
I'm hoping these are going to be some great additions. And
what is the crinkle noise? What the hell is going on?
Whoever's typing, it's loud.
Is that typing?
Yeah, that's typing.
My bad.
See, when you work in
Talk to the chat room.
You are an angry, angry typer, Alex.
Oh, she went away. Well,
oh,
we'll
no,
get
no.
Oh, oops. There she is.
I hit end call instead of mute.
Oh.
All right, I will mute myself and then continue talking to the chat room.
All right. So I'm hoping that'll be a great addition for the show. And the newscast was another thing because I've always tried to avoid a dating material too much for the regular programming because, you know, there's an archive with many things which can be accessed for future reference and such. And the newscast is just something to get some information out there in a different way versus... There's one article that was from a website that was from a website that was from a website from another website. There's running... It's like, we don't need to do that, but if we want to talk about certain stuff... that should certainly be interesting. And we got Ross Scott from The System at systemcomic.com, who also does something called, Super Art Fight, which is an actual, it's kind of like, I forgot what he...
Kind of like a more competitive Pictionary.
Yeah. It's like it's
really
there's
fun.
A belt.
I was actually in a Super Art Fight at Intervention.
There's a belt involved. There is a belt involved. For this competition.
Okay.
And you're supposed to also, I guess, throw insults at each other and such like that.
Like trash talking?
Trash talking.
One thing you can do if you, you know, in the one-on-one battles is, you know, you start drawing and then about a couple minutes in, Jim Noguchi is really good at this. He's one of the regular competitors at Super Art Fight. He'll start drawing on the other art and attacking it.
Wow.
That sounds awesome.
Like defacing it and stuff like that.
Huh.
I remember we
or,
tried
you know,
something.
Or, you have a gun shooting at you know, the other person's figure or whatever.
We tried to do something like that at PenguinCon, and it just turned up into me making a horribly obscene comic.
We've done that a few times with the squids, and that always ends up...
Wait, it was like Ahmed challenged me to an art off or something, and he drew like a Pokemon, and I drew My Little Pony that had a detachable vibrator unicorn horn. So,
of course, that's where everything goes. I think that if you put enough artists in a room with Sharpies, you just wait 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and sooner or later, detached dildos. That's what happens.
Actually, let's do this. Let's see if we can get a hold of David, N9UXU on Twitter, mm-hmm. who also does Slightly Off Topic, I believe, who's basically doing the webcomics programming for PenguinCon. Let's go ahead and schedule a room and have it as a sort of art off or something like that. We'll okay. see if we can try to get Super Art Fight there. But otherwise, we'll do this.
Speaking of PenguinCon, I have not found Fess in a corset. However, I do have Fess in a funny hat. And I just put the link
good.
Up.
Oh, is he licking jelly?
Is it the one where he's licking the jelly?
No. This is just him staring. You are staring at him like he just said any number of things that he just said.
Any number of things that he may have just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually exemplified most of my con experience with me staring at Fess. Like, what? What? Yeah.
This is from 2009,
yep.
I think.
Yeah, this is 2009. That's when I had that hat.
It's like my hair is really short. And you should never sit down in a corset. It does that weird floofy thing in the front.
Nope. No.
Oh, wait. Trust look. Me. It looks like Mark might have just snuck a peek and looked away real quick.
He's just sort of aware of them in his peripheral vision.
Yeah. Okay, what I want to know is, for our third anniversary big special bash here, is Tanya going to be popping out of a cake?
You know,
and if she does, will she be naked? Will she be nakedly popping out of a cake? I don't know who would want to eat the cake after, but I don't care.
I am naked, but there isn't any cake.
There'd be whipped cream. what?
Whipped cream and cherries.
Okay.
Also, take a drink because Mark's doing voice.
I don't have any cake.
Maybe we should do a drink every time I use my sexy radio voice.
That too.
Okay, so for PenguinCon, we got to do something like that. We got to have a sort of like art off or something. We can work out the details later. And I guess. If Tanya, if you're going to do that, it has to be a room party because I don't think we can get an actual hotel room.
I'm not jumping out of a cake.
Well, forget the cake. Who cares?
I'm a 37-year-old mother of two. I don't jump out of anything.
We could get a hydraulic lift. Could do something.
Oh, okay.
I'll jump out of the cake with you.
No, not a hydraulic. A mnemonic. And she flies out of the cake.
I have next a suggestion picture. That whiskey you bring every time that Mark starts to sing.
I just put up a second picture. I'm not entirely sure what's going on.
I'm trying
on,
to pick her up.
But it's... Oh, yeah, okay. Sure, that's a good enough explanation as any.
Yeah, it just... Sure.
All you see is Fess from behind and Tanya, like, up in the air looking a different direction. It looks...
Yeah, he was picking me up. I don't remember why.
I like picking people up. I don't know why.
Yeah, but the question is, why would I submit to that?
But you're not in your right mind?
It was the corset. All the blood had been pushed into strange places. And
on that note, we're going to take our last break. And when we come back, more hilarity.
It's a long way to Saturn. Sometimes I think it will never end. Now the same old pattern. I gotta do it all over again. Sometimes the truth is the ocean. Sometimes the truth is a single crest. And if you live as an island, well, the truth will have a mess. But the truth of the matter is sitting in my lap. And if I close my eyes and put it out of my mind, I can kill Schrodinger's cat. I can kill Schrodinger's cat. Take it away, hands. If I look out my window, well, I'm sure to get mad at it. Sometimes the truth is a moment.
an endless line to a desperate poet. The truth is anything that rhymes, but the truth of the matter is sitting in my lap. And if I close my eyes and breathe it out of my mind, I can kill Schrodinger's cat. I can kill Schrodinger's cat.
That was Schrodinger's Cat by Peter Greenstone at musicalley.com by Mevio. The Webcomic Beacon 3rd Anniversary Special is brought to you by The Life of Knob T. Mouse, which is a science fantasy adventure starring a cafe owner who would be happy to live a boring life if it weren't for the fact that his house covers a hole in the universe left by the Big Bang. Join Knob and his friends as they battle multidimensional forces in the most haphazard way possible at knobmouse.net. We do have a couple of milestones. We have Ardra at ardracomic.com, which has hit its 5th year, so congratulations on that. Also, The Life of Knob T. Mouse is actually 14 years old today, and you can check that out at knobmouse.net.
I clearly need to be more observant as to when people have cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you guys didn't, like, even know me at all then, and I was just sitting there, like, next to Mike on the other side of him, quietly doing my own thing most of the convention, so...
Well, quietly bringing in a hell of a lot of customers with funny signs, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally stole your Not a Quitter sign for every other convention I do, and I put it up when people start packing up in the artist alley.
Not a quitter!
Not a quitter, still open.
Yeah,
I'm in it to win it.
Since you guys are always at PenguinCon, so we'll have more people to take a group photo for PenguinCon. Ross Scott is from DC, so he probably won't make it up there unless, I don't know, we try to do a drive or something like that.
Try to get
Art Fight up there, but you know,
there's no excuse. We're coming all the way from Colorado.
Well, I know. It's just, he has other things, and I'm going to try to get him on that and see if we can get him up here.
I just found one where Fess is wearing a Centurion helmet and seductively licking a lollipop. This is from last year.
I earned that helmet. I earned that helmet. Let me tell you how I earned that helmet.
Ooh, I want to hear the helmet story.
There were Romans dressed in...
You were there, weren't you?
Did I see him earn the helmet? I don't think I heard. I don't think I saw him.
This was during, I think, the second night's drinking. You know, basically the room party time, which is time to drink. And
I went back to the room with Steven.
The 2009. Basically, there's this group that has a cart that they push around. In 2009, they had done up this cart like a pirate ship, and they were all dressed in pirate clothes and sort of things like that. And they had like this open rolling bar. Last year, they were all dressed up as Romans, and they had a guy dressed up as Caesar and everything. You had to pledge your allegiance to the Romans, and then you could have a drink of wine. For me to earn that Centurion helmet, I had to perform a task of loyalty, and that was to... This was while I was on the 14th floor, I believe. Go all the way down the stairs, place a sign with a certain number on it, and come all the way back up.
And then
everybody after me to earn that helmet had to go down, find out what the number was, and come back up and report.
Oh, screw that. I would have been like, keep your helmet.
This is the part of me...
There better be some hot chicks involved.
This is the part of me that will do things for a dare.
Does the helmet get you
And drink.
Like, what was the magical property of the helmet that allowed
you got to
this?
Take it home.
I had a helmet. I had a Roman helmet.
You totally got to wear it.
I totally got to wear it.
Now I see.
Aha.
Yeah, I need to plan, like, get some sort of official thing going, because I've wound up doing that the last couple of years in a row, where I lead just, like, a roving band of people to try to hit all the room parties at PenguinCon. Yeah. And it's actually pretty fun, so...
Are we not doing a room party this year?
I'll have to look into the logistics of it, because obviously there's a lot of cost to rent a room.
I can say that one of the highlights of my life was seeing Mark just completely boiled.
It wasn't as bad last year as it was the year before. Do you remember having that long philosophical discussion?
I don't remember
discussion?
It.
Okay, there was this really short woman, and she was in a costume that she had bought from a thrift store.
Oh, that was last year. Yeah, that was last year.
That was 2000. Yeah, that was 2009.
And she didn't
know what it was. And she was like using it as a lure to talk to people and have them try and decide what her costume was.
And it was like some homemade Sailor Moon looking thing.
No, it looked like something from, like, Space 1999.
It kind of did. Yeah, actually, it kind of did.
It really sort of did. And all I remember is that was where my drinking quest for the evening hit. Because what I do when I go to conventions is every room party usually has one signature drink. You know, like,
yes,
one drink that they make that's theirs, that they have, like... You know, they'll do a challenge for, they'll have a little bit of a performance thing. If you drink it, you get like a special cup or something like that. And so I go room party to room party drinking the challenge drink. And we got to, I think it was Bain Publishing. And yeah, they didn't have a challenge drink. So the guy gave me a giant mug of Kahlua.
That's not drunk. That's sick. Like,
that's no longer a challenge. That's a dare.
That's creamy.
I took it. I finished it. But
to cut that,
you finished it,
and then I went back to the room and almost fell asleep on top of Mike.
Awesome.
Speaking of Mike, remember that.
Willis, what the hell?
Hey, you look like Bruce Willis.
So
I made it back to my chair.
Found Adam's key point. It's apparently a mug of Kahlua.
Yeah, the guy was like, I don't have anything strong or special, so here's a lot.
The chat room kind of died for me, so I'm trying to log back in.
You're missing...
If
Kitty just said that she strips when she's drunk.
Is she going to be at PenguinCon?
That's what I want to know. You going to be at PenguinCon, huh? pictures are it never happened.
Man. I've been known to be suggestible. I turn into Fess, apparently, when I'm drunk. Is that just like whatever?
You grow a beard?
Don't drink then. Nobody should be me.
I don't know.
You know, somebody says, oh, hey, you should do this. And I'm like, yeah, that'd be great.
I don't know, Fess, if there were two of you, think of all the things you could get done.
Oh, God.
Oh.
The world can't take that kind of stress.
Nobody should have.
How many more projects there would be.
Nobody should have that kind of power.
It's too much.
It's too much. Too much.
It's too easily corrupted.
Dude, even I can't handle me. Too much of me, you know. Let's see here. So I will present this to everybody out there. If you would like to help a Webcomic Beacon do a room party, I guess I can accept donations, or you could buy sponsorships. If you go to webcomicbeacon.com/advertise, you find out more about advertising and sponsoring the Webcomic Beacon. I will put that towards getting alcohol. And room party, the room obviously is going to cost. So I will look into room parties if that's something that people will want. If that's something people will want. But I know it's going to be expensive to do. I can't just do it all by myself. So
I got an idea, Fess. For a sponsorship level, we name a new drink after their webcomic.
Oh, nice.
That's a good idea.
Well, that wouldn't work in Mike's case because it would be prepare to die.
Actually, that would be perfect in my case.
It could be prepare to dialysis.
A shot of every alcohol ever.
Okay. Okay, so I will say for... What should be the cap for that? Because otherwise I'm just gonna say maybe like for $50, that would be they'd have a specialized design drink using their webcomic name, and
we give out a little card with everybody who drinks it.
Yep. So we'll see how that works, because I really want to do something. That would be fun and memorable, or not memorable, depending on how much you drink. No. The toilet genie, the drink. Oh, boy. Man, geez, kind of like the vagina. Remember that vagina episode of the Webcomic Beacon we did? Why did we do that? That is so terrible. No, yeah, you could come up with a lot of drinks for out
come
of
on, Alex,
names.
You got to say that one out loud.
Vagina nose.
No, the one that you just spent. Yeah.
No, the garnish.
Garnish the drink. Spiced mead, garnished with tears of angst.
I like it.
Alrighty.
Vagina nose was hilarious, though.
Yeah. I was like shouting that as I was listening to the show later that week. I'm like, vagina nose, why wasn't I there?
Okay, so who's Kitty Jess? I don't recognize the name. Which webcomic is that?
She's been here before.
Isn't that Nico?
Yeah.
That's
Nico.
Veteran of the webcomic list and other places.
Oh, wasn't something happening with the webcomic list recently? No, the Comic Genesis.
It was the troll.
The troll. Wasn't he doing something to webcomic list?
No, it's just some of us went over to that forum to join in the fun.
Okay. I don't remember. I forget Kitty Jessica. I don't recall seeing that name for a while.
Nico.
Well, no, because she used to be Nico. She just changed the name.
Oh, Nico. Was it Nico or was it Neko? I thought
it was Nico.
N-E-K-O?
Because Neko sounds like a wafer.
That's CC. Yeah. That's two C's.
Neko
is
cat.
The Neko. I hate Neko wafers. Yeah, now I recognize that name. Yeah, not Kitty Jess. Yeah, the Neko wafers. The green ones tasted like toilet bowl cleaner.
How do you know what toilet bowl cleaner tastes like?
Smell.
Wait a minute. Fess is a guy that does dares. It doesn't surprise me.
Smells are closely linked to tastes.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, it tastes like something smells. Yeah.
Hey, maybe we could use green Neko wafers as the secret ingredient in the toilet genie drink.
Okay. Okay, so that...
I actually like Neko wafers.
Man, I'm going to have so much fun experimenting on making custom drinks for those who don't eat.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to be so poisoned.
Oh, hey, you know what? Actually, I would be the perfect bartender. Since I can't drink, I have no problem getting everybody else sloshed.
All right, I am going to write down a note.
And I was married to an ex-bartender for like 10 years.
Did you drink him under the table?
Several times, actually. When I could drink, I held it pretty well.
we got another one. Exern drink. Sip till you can smell it. All right. If anybody knows, this is another thing. If anybody knows where I can try to get like single LED, like red blinking LED lights that use like a little button battery.
Radio Shack.
No. I mean, at an affordable bulk price that's not ridiculously expensive that I could give away or I
Oriental
guess.
Trading. Oriental Trading Company.
Yeah.
They have them. In like batches of 100.
Trading Company. Because you know those little swatches or whatever, those cloth things they always have at PenguinCon.
I need to find the ribbons.
Yeah, I need to find a company that also makes those so I can get that. I don't know who does it.
Listen. Don't try to order them yourself. If you get on the PenguinCon mailing list, they do a bulk order of everybody's ribbons so that you can get their best bulk price. I need to
make a ribbon this year.
Yeah, because I was going to make a ribbon this year too.
I
can
find
you the email
address.
Okay.
Okay, what's your ribbon idea? Because I don't have any ideas, but I need a ribbon.
Well, I was going to do one that was like had a little almost like an Xbox 360 symbol and that said like 10 ribbons, achievement unlocked, and then give it to anybody who had at least 10 ribbons.
That sounds pretty
That's
cool.
Smart. Yes. You're a good ribboner.
I am. I was going to make a ribbon that says the internet is for corn.
I like corn.
I just want to basically get these blinking LEDs and put them on the ribbons or behind the ribbons. Yeah. Kind of like when you go to bars and they get like the blinking bottle caps. It's like, I'm lit up. That's what I want to do. So we'll see.
Oh, absinthe fountain. That'd be wicked. You can't do that in the States. It's illegal.
Well, yeah, you can get free gas.
That's right. I'd get raided.
No, they have absinthe that's legal here now. It's made with soft wormwood instead of hard wormwood, so it's only sort of hallucinogenic.
You know, it's not nearly as bad as the legends suggest. But still. Well, I'm glad that it's legal here.
Well, partly legal. A certain kind of it is legal.
Right. Well, it's the same like in Europe, new absinthe is legal, but old absinthe is not. Anyway, what?
They'll take
this
liquor.
I need a ribbon, and I don't have any ideas, but I'll come.
I
up
should
with
get something. A ribbon too, but I don't know.
Mark needs a ribbon.
I need something.
You know what? You should make a ribbon that gets you some action. That's what it should be. It
yeah,
should be
you know,
like,
I think I'd have a lot of those left over.
Ribbon.
I don't think I could give any of those away. I would have a lot of those left over. They'd be like the rarest ribbon.
Oh, I got one. I got one. You can have one that's you know, lonely fella, and you can give it to anybody who doesn't have a ribbon yet.
Oh, ouch. Does it have to be something that stabs me in the heart? Can we go?
How about one that just says loser?
No.
One of those. Just says loser.
Mark being self-depreciating, take a drink.
Oh, God, no one will die. You would die of heartache and drunkenness. That's not right.
Drink yourself to death through heartache. It would be sad.
How about anybody wearing a funny hat? Because you're, like, bonded to that hat of yours.
Am I?
I don't think...
My fedora?
How about one that just says nice hat or cool hat?
I don't know. Yeah, we can come up with some ideas. And hopefully we can get some donations or sponsorships or that special make a drink sponsorship to try to get this going. Because it's going to cost a lot of money to get a lot of alcohol.
Well, the liquor costs money.
But yeah. And also the room. And of course, since I'll be driving, I'll have a car to bring stuff. So.
Yay. Yeah, because they're not going to let me take that on Frontier.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be checking in these 35 bottles of alcohol.
No. I could probably go to Kentucky and pick some of it up before I come up.
Ooh, that's smart.
Yeah, I'm not that far away from Kentucky. It'd probably add an hour and a half to my...
There's serious cheapness with the liquor in Kentucky.
I could pick it up a couple of weeks beforehand even, so... and most of it would make it there. If I picked it up a couple of weeks beforehand.
The webcomic beacon would probably be a webcomic beacon drink would probably be a shot. Somehow I'd make it green and then have a red maraschino cherry in the middle.
Oh, it's easy to make things green. There's plenty of green liquor.
Melon liqueur is really good for that.
Green mint.
Mint schnapps. There's some mint schnapps.
I would have to have a peppermint themed drink. There's a couple of drinks I know, like the peppermint Aztec. Schnapps.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, like, why pepper?
Well, I don't know. It's sort of pepper.
The Autumn Lake drink would have to have pumpkin spice schnapps, because that's
you think? Do they make that?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They make it around Halloween and the fall.
Ooh, and you could garnish it with, like, a fake autumn leaf.
Yeah.
That would be very cool. Oh, no. Here's what you need. You need those, the maple candy. The little maple candies that are made in the little maple leaves. You can drop those in drinks, and those are amazing.
Those are really pricey. You'd be surprised.
I don't care. I'll buy them, because that's awesome.
So, once again, webcomics. On the Webcomic Beacon, here at webcomicbeacon.com.
Okay, in the 3 years we've been here, have we seen a growth, a steady stream or a falling off of the Penny Arcade ripoff webcomic.
Oh, for a minute there, I thought you were talking about medical conditions.
What?
What?
Have we seen a steady stream
or a falling off? I was thinking medical conditions.
Have we seen more Penny Arcade ripoffs, the same amount of Penny Arcade ripoffs over the past 3 years, or have people finally got the message and has that started to finally go away?
I don't read gamer comics, so...
Yeah. I think it started to go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it started fading about a year ago.
Is that because of KXCY or whatever?
XKCD.
Thank you, XKCD. Is that because of them? That people are trying to copy him now?
A lot easier to copy him.
That's true.
It's easy to copy his art style, but you have to be like a freaking mathematician and physicist in order to copy the writing.
XKCD ripoff is basically stick figures, and then they copy paste the word problems out of their college textbook.
But see, that's not funny.
Well, most of the ripoffs aren't.
I think XKCD is hilarious. I read it every morning before I get out of bed. Well, every morning it updates. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Anyway, enough about my bizarre morning bed habits.
But do you think that's going away?
I do.
Probably. And it's all because of the webcomic beacon.
No. Yeah, and I think what it is that a bunch of people hopped on thinking that they were going to be buying new Cadillacs in a year. And when they found out that, no, in fact, that's not going to happen for you, they quit because they weren't doing it because they wanted to. They were doing it because they wanted cash.
Yeah. And it's so obvious. So you get ridicule and scorn on top of not making any money. But you're getting the same thing with XKCD or Y or whatever.
I think we're also seeing a rise of like questionable content copies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more.
The copycats are spreading around. To the other.
Oh, the trendy hipster sort of.
Yeah, trendy hipster music coffee shop.
Or like college crowd. Yeah, like pick a college niche kind of thing. Yeah.
Speaking of which, have we even seen less journal comics? Because that used to be the college comic, was journal comics.
Hmm. I don't think there are less of them.
I think I've been noticing them more so as like from artists basically just. You know, artists, essentially, they're artist diaries, you know, artists maybe going towards a portfolio. It's not really like a comic. It's more illustrated diaries.
I think for a while there was a move towards like DeviantArt almost, but DeviantArt has gone
way down.
Way down as far as the. It's just weird. But hosting is not nearly the. Now, hosting used to be a serious thing. Hosting is not, if you're just putting pictures up, there's a lot of like free hosting solutions that are out there. So it's made the journal comics not nearly as important because they don't have to focus on places that do comic hosting. They can just, put their pictures up on Flickr.
How are we defining journal comics here? Because my comic could be considered a journal comic.
Well, where it's more writing than it is art.
Journal comic is where you're writing thoughts in your head and things that happen to you that day, you know, essentially like a journal.
You make a comic out of it.
Yeah, Alex
it's an illustrated journal rather than like a slice of life, which is, you know, more story-based or at least...
Alex's
Daisies and Shit. Not that anyone's seen it yet, because I'm still blind. But I'm still blind. But like Beta Pwned was a slice of life comic. It wasn't a journal comic because it was things that happened more or less. But it wasn't like a daily, And then I ate lunch.
Well, Alex's guide is I would say kind of like a journal comic since you're talking about stuff that has happened to you.
I don't consider that a journal comic because it's not.
I would. Well, I mean, it's direct.
Journal comics
just...
are less comic-y than they are, they're more like sketch blogs.
Yeah.
Well, that's a sketch
blog. I've always defined journal comic.
Do you think Twitter is is responsible for those kind of fading away, if they are?
Responsible?
I think a lot of it. Yeah, because
Twitter
I was doing for a while. I did a little kind of side comic called Dear Diary, where it was just like pithy little sayings that I would write in this little diary, and which I'm still doing, but I'm doing it in an actual diary and taking pictures of them. And then I'm going to, like, give away the diary when I'm done. But now most of the little pithy sayings I put up on Twitter. And then I think, oh, crap, I could have used that for the new diary thing. But it's
I do the opposite. If I'm out of ideas for an Apple of Discord, I'll go to my Twitter and see what funny things I've said in the last, like, week. And you're like, oh, hey, I can fluff this out into five panels plus a title. That's not a problem. So if people are following me on Twitter, it's usually a preview for what I'm about to do on the Apple of Discord.
I find that already with that Sherm Twitter account I'm doing.
Yeah.
Where he'll say, hey, I went and did this today, and it's really
Sherm's
funny.
Twitter is the most brilliant thing I've ever seen on Twitter.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
It doesn't have many followers. It only has like 20 followers.
It's up there with Feminist Hulk for me.
Do you think so, really?
I love it.
I'm thinking about getting Becky Beacon onto the Twitter.
Except she doesn't talk.
Well, that's why she's typing.
There'd be a lot of dot dots.
Well, yeah, you don't have to talk to use Twitter.
Hey, I have... Gayzilla has his own Twitter.
Yeah, but all
he
says
ever
is
says is rawr. But
I like the Hulk Twitter, where it makes like political commentary and things in Hulk speak.
Yeah. Feminist Hulk is a remix of that one, basically.
Yeah.
I'd like to think the Sherm Twitter would sort of take off, but it hasn't yet.
Well, you just started like a week ago.
Yeah, it's
and you never sent any of your friends a link.
Yeah, it just kind of showed up, and you haven't even mentioned it on the show yet, so.
I mentioned it last week.
Well, so maybe if you put, a link out there, so we can find it.
It's just at Town Grouch on Twitter. If you look up
Town Grouch. See, I didn't know. I looked up, like, Sherm.
Well, those were all taken. Sherm Sherman was too many words, and they were all sort of taken. Like, I looked for Grouchy 1, like the number 1, but that was all taken. All those were taken, so Town Grouch.
Town Grouch.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody go subscribe to the Town Grouch.
Town Grouch.
What did he say?
Do we have a lot of people in the chat room? I want to thank everybody in the chat, and I also want to ask if anybody in the chat has any questions for the Webcomic Beacon crew.
This is one of my favorite tweets while we're waiting for questions. A girl was waiting in line to see Santa at the mall, convinced her presents aren't free, and one day, Santa would return to take her soul.
God. You're a horrible man under there. You know that, right?
That's Sherm Sherman.
Yeah, but that still came out of your head. Somewhere deep inside Mark, there's a demon.
Here's another one. He says,
hey, don't blame the unemployment rate on me. Unemployment rate was trending. Hey, don't blame the unemployment rate on me in deference to the economic crisis. I've not tried to get a cashier fired in 4 or 5 days now.
Oh,
so it looks as usual. You don't have any questions from the chat room, but if anybody else has a question, you can email that to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. Otherwise, if you have a question about any coming topic, current topic, or past topic, or a question for the staff in general, you can also leave a voicemail at 1-320-310-0922. And, please, because I keep paying for this thing every year and nobody ever uses it. So leave a voicemail. This has been great. You know, 3 years and we got more stuff coming up. Next week we're going to have a newscast. And then after that, one of the updates in December might be working as a team that I've been trying to put together. My phone's going off.
Oh, hello?
Hang on. Hello?
Just giving presents to kids spoils them.
No, but you're on the Webcomic Beacon right now.
Holy buckets!
Is that Merlissa?
What's going on?
We're just about wrapping this up here. Do you have any questions?
Hi!
They say hi.
Oh, congratulations on, is it 3 years?
Yes, 3 years.
Yes.
Oh, man, and I've been a fan, I think, 2 years I first caught on to the show. It's really a pretty sweet show. I got to catch up on the archives, though. But anyway, they thought we were going to hang out this afternoon. I'm going to be on my way.
All right, cool.
Thanks for hanging out.
Yep, all right. I'll see you in a little bit then.
All right, yes, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. It's a fan. We have a fan.
Hooray.
Yes,
that's where one was.
That's where one was.
That's, yep. See,
just
and she
giving
was...
presents to kids spoils them. I envision a Christmas where children compete for presents in a blood sport.
I like the one that says, I like to go into a Walmart and ask the door greeter for directions to Target or Kmart. If they don't know, I can talk to their manager.
So anyway, so this has been the third year anniversary episode of the Webcomic Beacon podcast, episode 147. Technically, this is the start of year four. I don't even know what to say anymore.
Year four will take place in space.
In space!
Yay!
That was awesome. Year four in space. Yay!
So anyway,
is there a theme for PenguinCon this year? Like, there was supposed to be a robot theme.
Dave told me that they don't really do themes.
Yeah, because it's
that is only
the
rumor.
The theme is pretty much restricted to the design of the program guide.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not really worth it now.
I will say this. Those who were at PenguinCon last year remember that I brought my own custom build Tom Servo.
Very awesome.
I am building another Tom Servo.
Oh,
which
neat.
I am going to give to PenguinCon for the auction.
Well, they didn't have the auction last year. I don't know if they're doing the charity auction. They didn't do it last year.
Okay, fine. Well, if they don't do it, then I will be auctioning it off myself, and I'll give the money to a stripper named Charity. It'll work out.
All right.
I love strippers named Charity. That's brilliant. I want Tom Servo.
Well, if PenguinCon is not doing any official charity auction, I will add that to my list of projects. Hang on. Write it down. Charity auction. And if they're not, I'll find a colon cancer group and do a charity auction for colon cancer. Why? Because everyone online's an asshole and they should be concerned about that.
I knew there was going to be a joke there.
In any case, this has been this has been Fess of Fessworks.com.
This is Tanya of DaisiesandShit.com.
This and is Alex of AlexisGuide.net.
And Adam of ThePleOfDiscord.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
Thanks to everyone, all of our fans that have been there for the past 3 years, and hope you're here for more years to come.
Give it up for the Webcomic Beacon's 3-year anniversary. Give it up. 3 years, 3 years, give it up. Give it up. 3 years, that's it. Give it up. 3 years, 3 years, give it up. Give it up. 3 years, that's it. Give it up. 3 years, 3 years, give it up. Give it up. 3 years, that's it. Give it up. 3 years, 3 years. What have you done that lasted for 3 years, doing the podcast every week? For 3 years, 3 years, we're doing the podcast every week. For 3 years, 3 years, you're doing the podcast every week. And what have you done? This lasted for 3 years. Webcomics are sexy. Webcomics are grand. 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 Just the claps.